Hello, this is Kyle Toll of Null6, author of Thoughts of an Eaten Son, and this is the post/tutorial update on OSU email. All right, so what happened? Last night, I wrote the post, forwarding Buckeye mail, and tweeted it to 8help, OSU's IT service desk. In just a few short hours, I got a tweet from 8help, a comment from Chuck, and a detailed email from 8help, which is included at the bottom of the post. From the email, we see there is actually an article about forwarding Buckeye mail, but it's not listed in the main FAQs. Instead, it's listed on the page of a huge number of other articles, which is why I missed it. I'm a bit confused because they say Buckeye mail isn't required, but if they're getting rid of webmail, what other choice do you have? I guess it's not required in the same sense that webmail isn't required. You can forward your email to another account so you don't have to use it. What I learned. From the feedback, I've gathered some insight into this whole process. OSU still uses your name.number at osu.edu address for all mailings. Whew, that's a good thing. Setting up Buckeye Mail changes your at OSU email redirect policy and forwards all at osu.edu mail to at buckeyemail.osu.edu automatically. I really wish it would have an option to keep this from happening when you're actually setting up Buckeye Mail, or at least have a more apparent notification that this user given value will be overwritten if you specified it before. Forwarding Buckeye Mail isn't as clean a process as I thought it was, but there's still hope because we can avoid most of that mess by just changing where our at osu.edu address forwards to. let's see, what to do now? Here's a list of new steps to take. Again, follow the link to forward your at osu.edu email to another account of your choice. This reestablishes the forwarding you may have had before. It bypasses the Buckeye mail system altogether if you specify an email address other than the Buckeye mail one. Since there is some chance someone could decide to send an email to your Buckeye mail address, there are a few options. Have Gmail check your Buckeye mail. There's a link there for the tutorial. Since there won't be much mail going there, it's okay that Gmail only checks it once per hour. Another option is to set up an autoresponder in Buckeye Mail to tell the sender you're not using that address. I've done this just recently. The feature only works in IE though, which is stupid. I hate Microsoft and their IE-only garbage. It doesn't even degradate to other browsers. It just simply doesn't work in Firefox or anything else. Another option is to send your Buckeye Mail to another account. There's a link to a tutorial there. There are a number of caveats with this method that I didn't know before. This is the method I detailed yesterday in my tutorial. Forwarded mail is sent as a forward from your Buckeye mail account instead of being transparently passed along as I've come to expect forwarding to mean. This archaic forwarding is automating you opening up the email, hitting forward, and typing in the other address. So it comes from your at buckeyemail.osu.edu address. Addresses from the original email are in the body of the email, but it kills the workflow of just hitting reply since it's sent from your Buckeye mail account. Another thing I learned is that redirecting mail, this is different than the forwarding, completely kills the email headers, so you can't tell if it was sent to anyone other than yourself, like in the carbon copy or whatever. Not sure why this would be useful since it modifies the original message by killing the headers. Why I screwed up. I thought forwarding from Buckeye Mail was a transparent process because before I set up the inbox rule I detailed yesterday, I resubmitted the at osu.edu forwarding form and then tried sending test emails to my at osu.edu address. I thought this form was obsolete, however, meaning I thought that all OSU mail went to the Buckeye Mail regardless. Since this isn't so, the test mails never actually reached the Buckeye Mail service, so I didn't see the wonky forwarding set up there. So then below is the email I got from 8help. It's very detailed and concise, basically a summary of what I just went over, but you can see here. These guys are pretty awesome since they are pretty quick on their toes, have the Twitter, good at responding emails and stuff like that. So I would suggest, you know, looking over their website if you have any questions and emailing them as well. So just wanted to fill you in on this update and hopefully you can find it useful.